Good evening, Rabbosai. Good evening. We'll be talking about some interesting topics tonight. We'll be starting to learn a little bit about, we're going slightly off what we've been discussing so far. What's the halacha of a tefillin that one ois is missing? One letter was written which really is not part of the tefillin. What's the halacha? Is it kosher, or what happens if you make a bracha on that? That's one halacha we'll be discussing. We'll be discussing an interesting case of people who intend to do good intentions in their heart, but not always good intention. To have good intention, not necessarily always the right approach, because sometimes we're going to see that just having good intention doesn't justify an act. We'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing in Mitzvah Hashem as well some halachas with regards to the soifim. How many times do they need to read and go over the parshas before they actually sell them? I also want to discuss what happens if somebody finds out that his tefillin. There was a case a few years ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael. I remember a case, somebody bought really expensive tefillin and he wore them for a number of years. And after a number of years, I don't remember why exactly, but he opened up the tefillin to have them checked, and he had the parshas checked, and they were really. He went to a sofer mode when he bought them initially. They were bought by a real expensive sofer, and it turned out that there was a letter missing. After many years that he was wearing those, what's the next step after that? What should he do? I mean, is there any what should he do? So we'll be discussing that in Mitzvah Hashem as well, because it's a very interesting tshuva in Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank about it. Let us see Siv Chof, top of page 96. Tzorich ledak deik bechaseirois veyeseirois. One should be very careful when writing the tefillin that there's nothing missing, as well as there's nothing added unnecessarily. One has to write exactly as required. Shem chisa, if there's one letter missing, or yiter, or added, ois achas, even one letter, psulim, the tefillin is posul, venimtzu, and consequently, hamenichim oisam, the people who put those tefillin on, mevarchim b'chol yoim brocha levatola, they make a brocha in vain. People who put on those tefillin, which had a chaseros, the brocha is a brocha levatola, v'gam, and additionally, shori b'chol yoim, b'loim mitzvahs tefillin. They are not fulfilling the mitzvahs tefillin because the tefillin are not kosher. V'nimtza, and therefore what happens, oynish ha-soifa meruba, the punishment of the soifa is very, very great. Lochein, therefore, tzorich liois, a person should be Ma'od Yirei Shemaim, person should be a great Yirei Shemaim, fear of Hashem. Ve'choreit, and tremble, Lidvar Hashem, for the words of Hashem. Hamis Asik, the one who busies himself, Beksivat Tfilin Ve'tikunon. People who are selling or writing the Tfilin should have outstanding Yirei Shemaim. There's quite a lot of halachas here, but there's one thing which I feel is quite striking over here. What do you feel is striking about this Seif, Rabbi Isai? That's right, that what? Very good. Very, very good. He speaks about the punishment. So if somebody, the case that he's talking about, if somebody has got tefillin, and tefillin is a letter missing there. So whose punishment, who do you think would the punishment would be a great punishment on? It's probably the person, I would also say that my guess would be the person wearing them. But I know what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch points out that the onus is on the one who actually wrote it. Also. So
the way it's focused, it's sort of like Agav to the Sofa, where it starts off saying a person shouldn't wear, tenetry is lacking. The focus is really on the Sofa.
Very good. Okay. First of all, I want to point something out that we're learning over here that the sofer needs to have a great Yirei Shemaim. It definitely doesn't say that halacha with regards to a rav and a dayan. It doesn't say it needs to be Yirei Shemaim. It doesn't say with regards to a rav or a dayan he should have Yirei Shemaim. It might be self-understood, but it's very striking that the Yirei Shemaim is a prerequisite for a sofer. Because there's going to be lots of things that when we bow the tefillin, often we're going to bow the tefillin when they're boxed already, they're in the bottom already. We don't normally check them out. Some do, but many don't. And therefore, we're going to be relying on the Yirah Shemaim of the Sofer, of the Batimacher. We're relying on them. And this is a very important point. The Yirah Shemaim of the Sofer is relying on them. So it's very important. I think by Shoichet it also says, if I'm not mistaken, by Shoichet I think it should be Yirah Shemaim as well, because again, when we eat the meat, we don't exactly know, we don't know what happened before that. But Yirah Shemaim, it says, it's very striking that it says of here the condition of being Yirah Shemaim. Now, what happens, and I want to start with that, Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak about it, but Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank was asked about somebody really that very shy that happened. And I remember such a case happening in Shnayim a number of years ago, that a person opened up the tefillin, it turned out that there was a letter missing. A word missing, I think it was even. And we're going to see that Allah soon tells us that how many times you need to go out. The sofer needs to go over the parashas many times before he puts them in. And certainly the sofer as well, he checks the tefillin numerous times. But for some reason it happened. Nowadays we've got computer checks. Avosna speaks extensively about computer checking, which is a very, very great system. Added to the naked eyes, also to have it in a computer check, which is a very, very good system as well. It doesn't replace eyesight, but as well as. Now, what happens if the person realized that he's got no, that it was the tefillin were not where it was the tefillin? What would you say? Right, very good. That's actually a good point, a good starting point, because Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Kuf Beis, he says, besides the fact that a person was machshel a person of doing bochel of atol, Mishnah Berurah Kuf Beis points out, milvad, avoin gez al achom, a typical Mishnah Berurah to be mechadish this, that he says that never mind the bochel of atol that it was leading on a person, the sofer was leading on a person doing bochel atol. Besides that, he was also stealing, because obviously nobody is prepared to pay for tefillin, which are apostle. So make achtos, and he was actually stealing from the person who bought a tefillin of him. Rab Tzvi Pesach Frank has a chiddush, and he says that maybe to think about a person who had for many years tefillin, which was a word missing. He has a chiddush, and he says that we know if somebody intends to fulfill a mitzvah and he's got an oynus, he gets the schar of fulfilling a mitzvah. So he says that, at the very least, his intention was to fulfill the mitzvah. So although he didn't actually fulfill the mitzvah in physical terms, but as long as he had the intention. Right. As far as the Bochel Vatol is concerned, yeah. Mekachtos. You see, that it still is Mekachtos. Yeah, it is. Yeah, as far as the surface is concerned, yeah. But he says that to some extent, you can't say he was completely not over on the. He was still fulfilled to some extent the mitzvah, because he had at least the kavan. He's a nenas. He's no worse than a nenas. That's what Rav Tzvi Frank wants to suggest. It's a chiddush, but I remember in the case that I remember, the person was so oizmensch that he went to Amshon of a Rebbe. He was completely oizmensch because he was a mamash choshvayit. He was a very choshvayit Talmid Chacham. And he went to the Amshon of a Rebbe. And I think it's such a beautiful story, because you see our tzaddikim, our gdolim, look at things always a bit different than us. I don't know if it was an Amshon of a Rebbe. I think he went occasionally to the Amshon of a Rebbe. Amshon of a Rebbe being such a tzaddik and such a heilige yid. So he went to the Amshon of a Rebbe and he told him that for years I would fill in without the apostle. What should I do about this? So he told him the first thing you should sponsor Kiddush next Shabbos. Because at least from now onwards, Baruch Hashem, you're zoicha to find out about it. Imagine these people who for years, for 50 years, they put on tefillin which apostle. At least now you're zoicha to find out about it, to make a kiddush this coming Shabbos. And thank the Baruch Hashem for finding out that you actually have got the now from now onwards you can put it. That is beautiful, because that's, seeing things from a different perspective. And I'm Shnevar Rebbe. That's what he did. That's what he did. Just to make him feel a little bit better. Right. As opposed to? What would you have?
Yeah.
You see, he's lacking. I suppose the point, the answer is that he should have checked. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank speaks about it. It's an obligation on the sofer to ensure that it's a strong nusach. Yeah, I hear. Right. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan, Kuf Gimel, brings the following. I should just read Sif Katan Kuf Beis. It's as well. Sif Katan Kuf Beis says, Mishmur Chisar Oyiteh, Afilim Ha-Teva Lo Nishtana Lekiyosu Bazeh, even if the word can be read the same way, and you don't pronounce the word different at all, like when you read it, it doesn't make a difference how the word is read, even if it's read the same way. If ultimately it's written with a slight distortion, it's apostle. So if Kotten Kuf Gimel tells us the following, says the Mishnah Berurah, I feel it's necessary to quote over here Loshan Halavush, the words of the Levush, Hatzorich Ma'oy Leinyonenu, which is necessary in our case. These are the words of the Heilige Levush. It's not unlike what some Sofim do nowadays. Kamos Sofim Shemenichim Na'orim Hamislam Den Lichtov Tfilin. Now there are some Sofim who allow some Dev Talmidim who they train how to become Sofrim, and they allow them to write on their behalf. Kedei no de shergilon b'ksav, in order to train them to write nicely. Ve'achar kach, and after that, roya sofrim nichtavu kelchosam, the sofer checks if they're written correctly, b'chaseroison v'yeseroison, if they're written correctly, nothing too much and nothing too little, v'sogile be'oche, and they're okay with that. Those sofrim are okay with that. And afterwards, they put them in the batim of the tefillin, they sell them. And the sofrim take those, they charge for them, they charge for those tefillin, which they didn't actually write. They just checked if they were written okay by those talmidim that they have. And they take the money, they charge full figures for that, and they say, Umari Elohim Pnei, they claim, and they justify their action, in a heter, they say that it's permitted to do so. Loima saying, Hare onu baze, we aren't we, kugoyim lechasorim, aren't we doing great chesed, ima na'orim ha'aniyim, with those poor youths, lilmoid lohem, to teach them, meleches aksiva, to become sofrim, bechinam, we teach them, we train them, free of charge. And this is really a great malach. It's melech Hashem. It's a great mitzvah to do. So what we are doing is a great mitzvah. We are teaching them and training them free of charge. And isn't that a great thing that we are doing? But says the Levush. But I'm saying Yotzros Chorim beEfseidam. Their mitzvah is lost in their aveira. The Adram, on the contrary, Loi Toi Vehem Oisim Be'amom. They are doing a very bad thing amongst the nation. Ki anarna, because the youth is youthful. Ve'ein Yodeh, and he doesn't know Ben Yemino Ben Yismael. He doesn't know right, left. He doesn't really know the halachas. Ve'ein Lishim Kavona Be'olam. He doesn't know how to do the mitzvah Lishma. He doesn't know how to write Lishma. Yak Enkem is asking Be'ksiva. They're only writing for the sake of writing. They're just training the letters. They don't know the depth of what they don't have the lishma in it. Liapos aksav, to do nice letters. Veloilishum kedusha, they're not doing it for the sake of kedusha zat tefillin. Veshum kavon mitzvah ba'olam, they don't have the intention and the kavon and the lishma of the tefillin. Vare oinesh asoif, and the punishment of the soif meruba moit is very great. Shemachshel es abriyos, because they are machshel people. Shemanich es nois not tefillin, they put on those tefillin apsulim, which are apostle. And not only that, in order to increase the value of their sale, they say, the sofer tells everybody, I wrote them, and I had great intention of lishma. Yes, very good. Very good. Very good answer. Absolutely. That's probably the Gezel aspect. The fact that they're lying and they are, it's amazing. Pardon? Yeah, it could be that that's what he's referring to. Yeah. I hear. The colors in Canada, but you do so. Bevada yasid in Latin is adin. They will definitely in future have to give judgment for this action. For the kapel and oshim harbe omay, they'll get great punishment for that. Va'aleim nemar, and on them it is said, oh, cursed. Oise melech Hashem remiyah. People who do the melech Hashem, the work of Hashem, meaning sofus remiyah, they do it in a cheatful way. They don't do it honestly. This is what it's talking about. It's wrong to sell something and not with complete honesty. Al kain, therefore, yizorek al soifa. Every soifa should be careful. Vizrachik mezei should be careful. He should write it himself. The tovlo will be good for him. The lishmon omur etzel atfilin en kavon leshem bal atfilin. The lishmon that it's talking about, the intention that we require, is not. Obviously, it's not talking about the intent. You don't have it. It's not for the intention of the balat filin. K'moi gabe get, just like for the get, it's the tzorich l'shem ish for isha. Rak, it is not comparable. L'shem, it's not comparable to a get. That it's talking about the lishma is referring to the. It has to be specified and to a specified person. Like by get, you need the ish and the isha. You need to have the intention that it's for a specific person. Not so by tefillin. It's nothing to do with tefillin. The lichma of tefillin is very different. Actually, some kedush is the tefillin. It's talking about the highliness, the kedush of tefillin. It's a very different matter altogether. Ayin sham, these are the words of the levush. V'siyem al zeh, and he concludes with the final words. Minoroi, it is properly mishiyesh kerech beyodoi. People who have got power in their hands, lemanos koyz tefillin mugonim anshe emes. You should only purchase, and you should make sure that people write tefillin. They should be anshe emes, people of truth. Sone betza, they shouldn't be attracted by money. Bale toire, they should be bnei toire. Yireh lekem, they should fear Hashem b'charedim. They should fear and tremble al dvori, the words of Hashem b'chol in every city. Like there's also established authorities and checking on shoichtim and boitkim. Sholeyaminu lekol asoifim, who don't believe. You don't have to check every. You don't have to trust every soifa. Because they are soifim, they were just trying to get money out of you, and you don't have to necessarily believe them. So the point that he says in one word, what the Mishnah Berurah says. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. And this rule, although this case that he's talking about is not so relevant, I think, nowadays. I don't think that soifim nowadays can get away with having boys writing on their behalf. I don't think it exists anymore nowadays, as far as I know. But the concept is certainly true that one shouldn't be naive when one buys tefillin and mezuzahs. Don't be naive. Don't be tmimistic. Just because somebody looks like he's honest doesn't mean that he is honest. And maybe the Kavanah wasn't all that great. Maybe it wasn't written also that beautifully. And certainly, if one is not an expert, then one should get expert advice. And get, nowadays there's a chsherim, and there's authorities who check. But it's definitely worthwhile double-checking before purchasing, especially tefillin and mezuzahs. This is the point that the Mishnah Berurah makes. And this is very, very much, this is very relevant nowadays as well. A person can't know. Often one can't know because a person could fail to have lishma. There could be a chaser nesis, and you won't be able to tell. There's additionally also if it's like a sidon, if something was written in the wrong order, the person will never be able to tell. You can't see, you can't tell, and you need to rely on somebody. You need to rely on somebody, and therefore it's very important to really ensure that when one buys tefillin and mezuzahs, one really does that from a personal yeah. Very good.
So who's the responsibility?
Right. Very good. So that is nowadays, that's quite an established, standard process, and that's what people do. And then the truth is that the way it works is that the person who you're buying it off, it's being a middleman, he ensures that the quality and the kashos of the tefillin, of the parshas that you're buying, be it for mezuzah, paid for tefillin, that it's of a high quality, he's the one who ensures. You don't really need to know who actually wrote, as long as he takes responsibility. That it was not, but all you need to know is that the person who you are asking, who you are approaching, that he should be a person that is really reliable and honest.
Yeah.
Which is fair, which that's, maybe, is that contact person they need to rely on.
But let's say there's a letter missing, is it down to him?
Or? Yes, ultimately, if you're going to be the one, you'd have to rely on him, it's true. But ultimately, as we learned, if there's something is missing, and ultimately, only not fulfilling the mitzvah.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? So that's what the Shulchan, about the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Right. Yeah. Sif Chof Aleph. Kol Pasha, every Pasha, Achashi Kosveno, after the Pasha was written, Yikoreno Heitev, the Sofer should write, should read the Pasha well, Bekavona, with great intention, Uvidikduk, and with carefulness. Should be careful when he reads it, Pamaim, twice, V'sholosh, even three times. He should go over the Pasha that he wrote two or three times. V'yachslo V'kirenu Kodim Shetneno B'zech Beso. Should read it over and over again before he puts it into the bais. Again, nowadays, common practice is to have a computer checked as well. But nevertheless, Avosna writes, he should still go over it two or three times.
Even in English, if you write something and you made a mistake, you can read it over 10 times and you're just going to miss the same mistake again.
It's very interesting. It's an expertise. Expert magia and the sofa is going to spend, and it's very hard, but he's going to spend 10, 15, 20 minutes going over a pasha. It's very, very challenging. If you're not an expert, it's very hard because you know it by heart. You know the Pasha Shema by heart. You know it by heart. To go over it, it's a mamash an expert. It's very hard.
Yeah, especially when reading it, when they're checking, they don't read it as we read it. The reader, especially when reading it, checks each other.
Right.
It's a different.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's mamash an expertise. But they have to do that. They have to go through it. Before he puts into the bias, additionally also needs to ensure that the pasha put in the correct bias. Yes, you put in the correct bias and not in the wrong order. The order of putting it in has to be correct. If there's a letter missing in one of the pashas, if a letter is found to be missing, be'ezah parasha, one of the parashas, lo hi levado nifsalo, not only the parasha is posul, ela only gam kol ma she'achareo, everything afterwards is also posul, mishum, because shelo kesidon, it's not kesidon, v'kedel b'resha simon, so one has to really ensure that everything is not only written correctly, but it's also in the right order. So this is really of crucial importance. Right. Okay, so what we covered tonight, be'ezah Hashem is barach shamoi. We learned that a person is to be medakte pechaseres and yeseros. If there's one letter missing, it is possible. And anybody who puts afterwards those tefillin on makes a brocha levatola. The tefillin are not a kosher tefillin. And the punishment of the sofer is very great. A person should be a shamayim and trembling the words of Hashem. If he's busy with writing of tefillin and mezuzah, he should have great yar shamayim. The Mishneh Berurah in Kuf Gimel speaks in great detail about soifrim who train younger talmidim and they allow them to write the parsha on their behalf and afterwards sell them, saying that they wrote these parshas. The Mishneh Berurah quoting Levush says it's a very great aver, you're not allowed to do that. Not only if you say that it's yours, but even if you don't say it's you who wrote it, it's wrong because they don't really know Ben Yeminon, Ben Esmoinim of the Halachas. They may be making mistakes and they certainly don't know the Lishma aspect thoroughly, and therefore the tefillin are likely to be possible, and it's an aver to sell that because you just can't do that. The Shulchan Aruch then continued and taught us that the sofer should go over the parashas two or three times to ensure that nothing is missing and nothing is lacking, as well as making sure that the parashas are put in the right order. Yeah, and we shall continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.